Fresh statistics from the U.S. and Canadian governments show cross-border traffic between British Columbia and the American Northwest surged in the first quarter of 2013. Canadian visitors account for nearly all of the increase, despite a mild slowdown in economic growth there. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports.
The stats show vehicle traffic across the northern border rose nearly 10% in the first 3 months of 2013 compared to the same period last year. We asked for the figures covering Washington, Idaho, and British Columbia land crossings. The data sets show crossings by U.S. vehicles held more or less steady. It's Canadians who are crossing over more often. Western Washington University economist Hart Hodges says cheaper prices in the U.S. for clothes, dairy products, gasoline, and airfares are a big lure.
Yeah, it's a little bit surprising that we've seen so much of an increase given that the Canadian economy is slowing, but it's slowing from the Canadian dollar being above par back to roughly par or 95 cents U.S. That's still very, very strong.
Hodges senses that day trippers are getting accustomed to the tougher border security and passport requirements, but he says the cross-border traffic remains way below the high volume seen in the decade before the 9/11 terrorist attacks. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.